Praised be Jesus and Mary. There were about 25,000 Catholics in China and 43 European missionaries who won the martyr's crown during the so-called Boxer persecution of 1900. The Boxers were a fanatical sect who hated all foreigners, especially the Catholic Church. And one of the principal promoters of the Boxer movement was the governor Yusin, who resided in the same city as the Franciscan bishop Gregory Grassi and his coadjutor bishop Francis Fagola. And there was also a seminary and an orphanage ran by the Franciscan missionary Sisters of Mary, who had only arrived the previous year. And during the afternoon of July 5th, Yusin's soldiers arrived at the Franciscan mission and arrested the two bishops, two fathers, and a brother, and seven Franciscan missionary Sisters of Mary, five Chinese seminarians, and eight Chinese Christians who were employed at the mission were also apprehended. In prison, they were joined by another Christian, Chinese Christian, who went there voluntarily. And 4 days later, on July 9th, 1900, all of them were taken to the tribunal of Yusin, some of them being slashed with swords on the way. And Yusin ordered them to be killed on the spot, and an indescribable scene followed. All but three of the 26 martyrs belonged to the First Order and Third Order Regular and Secular of St. Francis. 14 of the martyrs were natives of China, 12 were European. They were beatified January 3rd, 1943, and beatified at the same time as these martyrs, and commemorated with them on this day are three Franciscan martyrs who died as victims of the Boxers in the province of Hunan. All three were missionaries from Italy, a bishop and two priests. And all were canonized on October 1st, 2000, by St. John Paul II. Now, not all of us may be called to shed our blood for Christ, but all of us are called to die to ourselves every day if we wish to be disciples of our Lord.